Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish.
Welcome to the Coffee Break Spanish Show. Yo soy Marc.
Y yo soy Anabel.
¿Cómo estás, Anabel?
Yo muy bien. ¿Tú qué tal?
Muy bien. Muy contento de estar aquí contigo otra vez en el estudio para otro episodio de Coffee Break Spanish. Now, these weekly episodes are helping you take your Spanish to the next level. Every time you come together with a coffee, like us here, and you can get one of these mugs. If you're watching the video version, you can see these beautiful mugs. You can get your own mug at the link below this video. If you're not watching the video, then just go to coffeebreakgiftshop.com. Anyway, we're not here to talk about mugs. We're here to talk about what we're learning. Entonces, Anabel, ¿qué vamos a aprender hoy?
Hoy vamos a hablar de one common mistake because it's related to something surprising or just different about nouns or certain nouns' gender.
Okay, so the grammatical gender of a noun in Spanish tends to follow typical kind of rules, as it were. But sometimes those rules are broken. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. Now, if you are watching this video, then make sure you subscribe to our channel on YouTube.
And if you're listening to the podcast, then remember to also subscribe there in your, like, wherever you are listening to this.
Perfecto, pues vamos a empezar.
Venga, vamos.
So, to begin this episode, Anabel, we've got a little challenge for our listeners, haven't we?
Eso es. So, we wanted to ask the learners, what gender is agua?
Okay, the word agua, it means water. And our question is, what gender is agua? And we're talking about the grammatical gender of this word in Spanish.
So, it can be either feminine or masculine.
Indeed. Well, I know that it's el agua. We have to say el agua because la agua sounds really awful. But el agua would suggest that it's masculine, but the fact that it ends in an A, most words that end in an A, like la mesa, would be feminine. So what is the gender of agua?
So agua is feminine, it's a feminine noun, but as you said, we must say el agua.
Yeah.
And this not only happens with words like agua, but also hambre.
Okay, so hambre meaning hunger.
Eso es. Also aula, classroom.
Classroom.
And so many others.
Okay, so why is this happening?
Because all these words have something in common. Agua, hambre, aula. All this starts with an stressed A.
Yeah, and it's a stressed A sound. It might not necessarily be the letter A. For example, hambre starts with H.
Eso es.
Okay, so a stressed A, and that is when it's going to become L something, even though the word itself is feminine.
Eso es. So all these three words are feminine, but because they start with an stress A, then we are saying el agua, el hambre, el aula. And not only with el, but also with un, algún, and ningún.
Okay, so if we said, let's focus on aula, an easy word there for classroom. If we said a classroom, it would be
un aula.
Un aula, even though it ends in A and even though it's feminine, it's un aula. And you also said algún.
Algún aula.
So some classroom or other.
Or ningún aula.
Or no classroom, ningún aula. So in each case there, we're seeing a feminine word, but it's using the masculine articles.
Eso es. But only because it's singular.
Okay. So
imagine that instead of saying the classroom, you want to say the classrooms.
Yeah.
then we are using las aulas.
But this actually, I feel this makes sense because if you think of la aula, which sounds awful, that's why we say el aula, so that there's a consonant break in between the vowel sounds there. If we think about las aulas, we've got our consonant break in there with the S. So las aulas.
Eso es, sí.
Las aguas. Las aguas calientes.
Eso es, sí.
So hot waters. Las hambres, hungers. That's a little bit strange. Muy bien.
Y también, we also have to remember that it's only going to, like this, is only going to be happening with el, un, algún, and ningún. If we are saying this water, then it's feminine.
Esta agua.
Esta agua, esta aula, esta hambre, and this also happens with other like adjectives.
Okay.
Like, for example, nuestra hambre.
So our hunger, nuestra hambre, and nuestra aula, our classroom.
Eso es.
Okay.
So if we are not using el, un, ningún, and algún, then feminine.
Okay, so let's recap a little. We have looked at words which are feminine, but which use el or un as the article. And these words are where the A sound is stressed at the beginning. Hambre, aula, agua, and so on. But when we use un, ningún, algún, or el, these are the times when we use that masculine article.
Eso es.
But when it comes to pretty much other adjectives, then there we're going to use the feminine form. So mucha hambre, esta aula, and
eso
so on.
Sí, perfecto.
Okay, so far. So far, so good.
Yeah, but now I have like a challenging challenge.
A challenging challenge.
Yes. Okay.
Desafío desafiante.
Eso es, sí. So is now that we know all this, how would we say, let's focus on agua, water, all the water.
Okay, so I know that agua is feminine. I know it's el agua.
Muy bien.
But is it todo or toda el agua?
Well, is todo in those four that we know?
So the four were un, ningún, algún, and the definite article.
El,
So no, it's not.
So it's...
Toda el agua.
Perfecto, sí. Toda el agua.
Toda el agua. Que me parece un poco extraño, ¿no?
Sí, pero es como es.
Es como es. It is like it is.
No. Now, let's try. Remember that the other adjective, we are always going like to agree it with like the feminine. So if we want to say the small classroom, then it will be...
La pequeña aula.
Or el aula pequeña.
Pequeña. Oh. Madre mía. Okay, so la pequeña aula or el aula pequeña.
Perfecto.
Wow. Okay, excellent. Give us another example of that.
Okay, so for example, if we want to say the big area, then area is área.
Área.
So it's a stress with an accent there.
Okay.
And big is grande. So it can be la gran área or el área grande.
Okay, so now we're looking at adjectives and how they work. Gran and grande is something we'll cover in another episode. We talked about that lots in Coffee Break Spanish. But so we've got el área grande.
Perfecto.
Or la gran área.
Just simply because the adjective is between that article and the noun.
And the noun. Yeah. Okay, good.
Excellent.
Muy bien.
Now, how would you say, just to practice a little bit, how would we say the bald eagle?
The bald eagle. Okay, so an eagle in Spanish is águila.
With another beautiful accent.
Yeah, an accent. So it's a stressed A to begin with, therefore it would be el águila. And were you saying the bald eagle? Okay, so I know that bald is calvo. Now, the reason I know bald is calvo is because that's what my children call me, calvo. And when we're in Spain and we see the tuna in the you know, the calvo tuna, they wanted to take my photo holding the calvo. I'll show you that photo later. So calvo is bald. So the bald eagle will be el águila calva.
Muy bien, el águila calva.
El águila calva.
And this is a collocation, so we cannot like move it.
Yeah.
We cannot say la calva águila because it's a collocation, so no.
Yeah, we need to stick in that order. Okay.
Now, how do we say the best water?
The best water. Okay, so it's el agua, we've established. Mm-hmm. And if we put, hang on, the best water, that would have to be la mejor agua.
Eso es, sí, perfecto. La mejor agua.
Muy bien, there we have it.
Oh, no. Can I just add something more challenging?
Oh, so a challenge on the challenge on the challenge, yeah.
Yes, something else.
Okay.
So if I want to say small classroom, mm-hmm. but I'm not saying pequeño, I'm not using that, I'm using ito, ita, so aulita.
Well, can I try to extrapolate what's going on here?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. If you said aulita,
uh-huh.
the stress is no longer on the aula.
Muy bien.
So, would we just say la aulita?
Eso es. Oh, you got me.
I'm pleased that I managed to work that one out. So, la aulita.
Eso es.
But la pequeña aula.
Ajá.
Or el aula pequeña.
Eso es, perfecto. Muy bien.
I think we should leave it there.
Yes.
Now, we hope that you have enjoyed this lesson and that you now understand a little more about how these interesting changes and these surprising changes work when it comes to using words like agua, aula, and so on. And if you'd like a written version of this, we've got a blog article which explains everything, and the link is in the description.
Also, if you would like more help with your Spanish, remember that you can get some regular free email lessons. And in order to just like get that, you need to go and visit coffeebreaklanguages.com/Spanish.
You will indeed get loads of interesting information. We send out lessons about all sorts of different aspects of learning Spanish, about grammar, about culture, about vocabulary, expressions, and so on. So just make sure you sign up for our email. Now, you can look out for that mini lesson in your inbox very soon, but for now, we're going to leave it there.
No, sí. Buen trabajo a todos sí. Y buen trabajo.
Gracias a ti.
A ti también, a vosotros.
Y hasta la próxima.
Happy coffee breaking.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2023, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2023, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.